about the subway, talk about the rail, talk about the streetcar lines as well. But when you are living where the fields are green, you got to get home on the 5:15. You leave the office at 5 o'clock to stop at the butcher for a steak or a chop. You get the evening papers and a magazine, and you run like you're digging for the 5:15. Oh, the 5:15. Wife is home a crying, lying on the bed. Hussy's in the office with an awful head. Little blue gloom flying through his brain, yelling all aboard 5:15 train. He gets to the office at 5 o'clock, forgets it's Saturday and gets a shock. Guard says, nut, get out of the way. The 5:15 doesn't run today. On the 5:15, all the power on the 5:15, brought trouble to our home on the 5:15. Right before the mother busted up the home on the 5:15, on the 5:15.
Shaving a haircut, 2 bits. Good evening, folks, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac, back in the studio with the gramophone. It's just me and the Victor 4 tonight. And, you know, this is the WFMU Singles Going Steady week. And folks be like, Mac, you going to play singles? You going to play some singles on the air? Everyone's playing singles. You going to play some singles? I'm like, for 20 years, all I've been doing is playing singles. What are you talking about? Am I going to play singles? No, I'm gonna do my show. I'm gonna play albums now. After 20 years, I'm gonna play albums instead of singles. That's all this show is me playing singles. There's single 78s, but you know, the length of the 45 was very much connected to the length of the single 78 when it first came out. You know, approximately 3 minutes. So. But I am going to mix it up a little bit. I am playing, you know, it's supposed to be 7-inch singles. Well, you know what? I'm playing 5 and 6-inch singles. So there you go. Even shorter playing time. Minute songs. So we're going to start off with a little pile of Little Wonder Records. They were an offshoot of the Columbia label. And, all very cheap records and all anonymously recorded. Although we could hear that was Collins and Harlan singing on that one, but no one was ever credited. And this one we're going to hear now. It's called The Horse Trot. It's an American dance by a band. Now, the thing about these small records is it's not much mass on the turntable. And it's a heavy tone arm. So you run the risk of the tone arm just basically nailing the record down and not playing. We hope that's not going to happen too much. But if it does, that's the way it goes with the gramophone. So here we go with our next record. This is The Horse Trot. Thank you. man, I gotta be on my toes on this show. These records are short, and yeah, so hence there's gonna be a lot more records on this show than usual, which is fine. I'm all for quantity over quality. No doubt. Okay. This is good because I can kind of talk on the mic and change the needle at the same time, which is what I need to do, and change the record. Next one we're going to hear is My Little Girl. This one is about 1915 on the Little Wonder label. You know, with the other one, we heard that it was Collins and Harlan, so we could attribute that to them. But again, they never put who the artist was on these records. But there's been a lot of research done as to who they were, and obviously certain artists are very identifiable. There's an Al Jolson, which is the most valuable one. Other than that, collectors really are not into these too much. Okay, here we go. Okay. Sounded like it could have been Henry Burr. What do you think? Henry Burr? Maybe. Maybe. Okay. I'm going to just jump through these records. Keep my banter down tonight. Next, we're going to hear the next one is called The Steeplechase. It's probably a pretty upbeat one. All these records are from 1914 and 1915, the first years of production for Little Wonder Records. Okay, here we go. Thank you. All right, all right. Shaving a haircut, two bits. There it is again. Can't get away from it. You know, some things you shouldn't try to get away from. Okay. Yeah, definitely. You know, because they were such small records and they were trying to fit a minute's worth of music on there, it's got a pretty tight groove. And that also has to do with the poor quality. And while I alluded before to Columbia's involvement, they were the manufacturers, but they really weren't behind the process. It was a gentleman named Emerson. We're going to hear some Emerson records also later. The idea that these records were 10 cents each, very cheap, much cheaper than the major labels, and they kept them cheap later with Emerson. Cheap sells, you know? It's the way it goes. Okay, so let's move on to our next one here. This one is called, what do we got next? When the Angelus is Ringing. Little number, little wonder. Number 64. Okay. Let's hear it. Well, that sounded like Henry Burr and the American Quartet to me. Yeah, I think there has been documentation about who are actually singing on these records. Ooh, this one's dusty. Dusty records. I have these in a place actually on top of my record shelf. And they're kind of exposed to the dust and doit getting in the grooves. Ah, that only makes them sound better. Sure. Showa. Okay, so our next one, another little wonder on our singles going steady week. My 5.5-inch records, they're not 7-inch records. I'm playing a bunch of 5.5s right now. This is Along Came Ruth, little wonder number 21. It's a baritone. Okay, let's hear it.
It was hard to decide which I'd want for my bride. They all looked lovely to me. While I was trying to choose, one, I met a wonderful girl. She came tripping along like a beautiful dawn, setting my brain in a whirl. I was growing very fond of Molly when along came Ruth, along came Ruth. I thought an awful lot of Dolly when Ruth came along. My head began to merry-go-round. I almost married Polly. I was making love to May when along came Ruth, and to tell the truth, she stole my heart away.
Oh boy, the thing about it is they're so small. What you just heard there was the needle at the hitting the end groove and then sliding all the way across the record to the other side. That's not a good sound on any record, that scratch sound. I mean, something bad has happened. You know, they use it as a sound effect on TV when someone says something like, "Honey, I want you to know that I destroyed the car." What? I totaled the car today. What are you talking about? Well, you know, it's only going to cost $18,000 to fix it. What? Just do a whole show like that. Maybe I just did. Okay, more Little Wonders. So let's go now to what's next? What's next? And my Little Wonder. My Little Wonder pile. Oh, he's a rag picker. He sure is a rag picker. I think this is the American Quartet again, if I recall correctly, which as I get older, doesn't happen that often. So, here we go. Well, that sounds like Collins and Harlan with a little chorus behind them. Yeah, you know, definitely. Okay, so relatively to other 78s of the period, they definitely had an inferior quality to them. But, you know, we're talking the acoustic era. It's a time of a very limited bandwidth of recording. You're only getting so much sound out of a gramophone horn. So, yeah, it's lower quality. But I think the idea that they were selling was people are interested in the song and they're not so concerned with sound quality. Now, there are different camps on that even today. I'm sure we all know some super audiophile with some $100,000 turntable and double that for the amplifier, and everything's isolated and vibrations are dampened, that whole thing. And then there's others who really don't care. Myself, I have a very high tolerance for low quality. You know, the surface noise of a 78 on a gramophone doesn't bother me. Some people hate it. What I thought was interesting a few years ago, I watched as my son, when he had a flip phone a while ago, and but it was able to record sound. So I watched him as one day he played a video on YouTube out of the computer speaker and recorded on his phone some song he liked. And he was perfectly happy then for the next few days to walk around listening to this garbled audio coming out of his crappy flip phone. And that was fine. And I said to him, I said, does the quality bother you? He's like, no, not at all. I can hear the song. I can hear what it is. So, I don't know. With all this talk these days about high-quality music and are the capabilities of playing high-quality music, I sometimes just don't care about it. Personally, that's my opinion. You know, everybody cares about different things. What do you care about? Do you care about WFMU? Because if you do, do you know we're in that silent, the silent fundraiser period? Or I'm not going to talk about it for a long time. I got like 20 more seconds to just say that we're in a bit of a hole right now, and we need a bit of cash to fill our coffers. So I've got a very modest goal on my page, which I'm very close to. So if anyone feels like going to my homepage and contributing and putting me over during the show, that'd be cool. It's all for the station, you know, WFMU and all that. So think about it. And I'll continue now with records. A couple more little wonders. We're going to do one which is just a duet. It's the Minstrel Parade. I bet it's going to be Collins and Harlan again. I mean, those guys were everywhere. You know, I was on the subway today. There's Collins and Harlan. I went to the, and then I went to the subway to get a sandwich, and there was Collins and Harlan. I came to the WFMU. I get on the elevator. And who's going to the third floor? Well, I'm going to the fourth floor. It's Collins and Harlan. I'm telling you, these guys are everywhere. All right. So let's hear the Minstrel Parade. Sounded like them, like I said. I'm not going to be surprised if a couple more records I play are them. Man, the gramophone is tough on these. It's like little bits of stuff is on the record. But I think that's actually the dirt coming out of them because they've been, like I said, these have been sitting out. All right. Let's keep on moving. Keep on moving. What's next? The Boston Stop. It's a hesitation. All right. I'm going to keep rolling along here. Okay, that's what the Boston Stop was. And let's get through one more little wonder. Push Them Clouds Away and Goodbye Manhattan by the Minstrels. The Minstrels. You know how we love those Minstrels. Yeah, more Collins and Harland than you can shake a stick at. And I can shake a stick at a lot of Collins and Harland. Okay. Folks, it's the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I'm your host, Mac, every week here on the air. And I don't see any reason why not to give a little bit of a plug to myself that I had an article in the New York Times this weekend about what I do here at the station and beyond. And it was a good little bit of promotion for the station at this time of the month. And hopefully it's bringing new listeners to the station and to my show. And I was very gratified to have that opportunity to convey my philosophies on the subject of these machines and the antique music. So if you search antique gramophone DJ, New York Times, or my name, I mean, I'm Michael Camella, but I go by Mac on the radio, you'll be able to read it. And yeah, it was a good thing. You know, it's all coinciding with the 20-year anniversary of this show, which really is right about now. But next week is the big party. And folks, it's going to be a humdinger, let me tell you. If you can make it down to Monty Hall, the WFMU Performance Space, next Tuesday, it's going to be something. I'm going to be having on lots of guests who've been on the show through the year to come on stage and play a record and say a few sentences. And then there's going to be quite a few acts. What are the acts going to be, you ask? What are the acts going to be, you ask? Well, let me tell you who's going to be there. We're going to have the fabulous Jin Minsky. Star of the 1919 Ziegfeld Follies and George Olson's Scandal of 1921. She's a tap dancing sensation. She's on the bill. Mr. Trev SD, who is now appearing in F.F. Proctor's Pleasure Palace and fresh off his tour with Lassus White Minstrel Company, he's going to do a little comic monologue and a song for us. Ragtime piano accompaniment will be provided by Mr. Jesse Gelber, whose ballyhoo in Tin Pan Alley is well known, and the syncopated style which he pioneered in the 1890s invites yelps, whoops, foot stomping, and hand clapping. All are encouraged. You think that's it? Uh-uh, ain't it. We've gone to great length and invested considerable sums of money to procure Little Egypt, directly from her sensational appearance at the Columbia World's Exposition of 1893. If you're coming to the show, folks, fair warning. Her hoochie-coochie dance is not for the faint of heart. Ladies, be prepared to shield your eyes. And gentlemen, keep your nitroglycerin tablets at hand. Thomas Edison contacted me, and he wants to come down to do some speaking on stage. And he's going to be bringing, he told me, the rogue circus elephant Topsy for an undisclosed demonstration. Not really sure what that's about, but Thomas Edison and Topsy will be here. And folks, for the first time appearing since he was kicked out of the show Sons of Ham at Sam T. Jack's Chicago Vaudeville Review, WFMU's old codger is going to be, I think, making it to the stage. We have a tenuous assurance that he will get here and, I don't know, belt, yelp, growl, a ragtime tune. So, folks, it's going to be quite a bill, and I'm going to be singing a song with my partner, Mike the Barber. So we got a little duet worked up. Records, dancing, juggling, singing. It's going to be something. It's going to be something like you've never seen before. And if you can't make it, the show will be broadcast video live off the WFMU website. So if you go to WFMU.org at 8 o'clock, it will be broadcast for you to watch. And being that it's a 20-year anniversary show, Irene has graciously given me an hour of her time next week. So the show is going to be on from 8 to 10. It's going to be something, folks. And I highly recommend you getting down here. It's going to be fun. And it's a celebration of 20 years of me cranking it up on the air. I'm very excited about it. Very happy to have been here serving you all for 20 years. This music, it really is a moment for me to reflect on how much I have been able to share this music with people over time. Looking at my playlists and the active archives and the feedback I get from people, and me getting out there a lot more these days with these machines and playing music for people. It's really great that I've been able to fulfill my directive. And I wondered if the show was obsolete a while ago. That, you know, now that there's so much music out there, is it obsolete? Is it done? Is my role over? But I start hearing from a lot of people saying, you know, when I ask that question, say, no, we like to hear your curated program. We like the way you present it. I've actually talked to some professors who teach early technology and early music courses, and they assign my show as part of the homework to listen to it. So it made me realize, well, I guess folks do appreciate it. That's good to hear. So it keeps me going. So we'll see. 20 years more? I don't know. We'll see. But really, that's enough talking. God, let me play some more singles, as I do every week. So continuing now with a Victor record from 1907. This is Frank C. Stanley with a tune called Honey Boy.
Boy, must you go? Don't you know? When your ship sails down the bay, my honey boy, I'll be true, my honey boy, to you. For I love you best of all, my honey boy. Don't you sigh, time will fly. When you're on the deep blue sea, try and think sometimes of me. I'll be waiting anxiously, honey boy. Honey boy, I hate to see you leaving. Honey boy, you know my heart is grieving. When you are sailing, sailing o'er the sea. Honey boy, and if ever you should take an ocean to come sailing, honey dear, never fear, I'll be waiting, waiting, waiting for you, honey boy. Honey boy, I hate to see you leaving. Honey boy, you know my heart is grieving. When you are sailing, sailing o'er the sea. Honey boy, honey boy, and if ever you take a notion to come sailing across
the ocean. Yeah, when Victor first started making records, 7-inch records were among their releases. So we're hearing a few of those right now. And next, we're going to hear from familiar guy to us all here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program, Mr. Billy Murray. And here's a tune from him called Not Because Your Hair Is Curly. And it's a Victor record from 1906.
Thank you. lonesome, dear. You went away just yesterday. How I wish that you were near. Sweet things to say, with me to pray. Every time I hear your voice, so soft and low, it thrills me so. All I ever do is to think of you. Your eyes are blue. I want you to know, my little dearie, you're the sweetest little chum I ever knew. There's something in your style and manner that seems to tell me true. That's the reason that I love you, 'cause it's you, just you. Not because your hair is curly, because your eyes are blue. I want you to know, my little dearie, you're the sweetest little chum I ever knew. There's something in your style and the manner that seems to tell me true. That's the reason that I love you, 'cause it's you, just you.
All right, all right. Even though I'm playing short records, time's going quick here. So I want to play now one from Miss Mina Hickman. Under the Bamboo Tree, a Victor record. This is probably around turn of the century. Could be a 1900 record. Yeah. All right. And then that'll reflect in the sound quality. Oh, yeah. Very much like a lot of those early records, just a piano player and the singer. He did that a lot with early Victor records. And Columbia, too. Yep. And that muffled sound. I mean, yeah, we're talking old technology, recording technology, but, you know, it came a long way from 1900 to even 1905. And by the time you got to the 1910 and 1915, they really had honed it. You know, the technology peaked in its best form in the orthophonic era, the orthophonic machines and records and some of the best sounding records. And people are still amazed the way they sound today. And collectors love them. Love them. Okay, got time for a few more. Let's get these out. Sam Ash now on the Emerson label, which was the one that came after the guy who started Little Wonder, went on to make Emerson Records. And here's a 1916 Emerson record, My Castle in the Air, from Miss Springtime at the New Amsterdam Theater in New York. Sounds to me a little bit like Arthur Fields. Trying to hide that it wasn't Arthur Fields. But I'm not sure. Not sure for sure. Okay. Let's bang a few more of these out. This is called The Blush Rose. Sung by Jack Warner. And it says on the record, orchestra accompaniment. Words by Skylar Green, music by Jeffrey O'Hara, who has written many beautiful ballads, among which this is one of his best numbers. Well, I'm glad I got it then. If it's one of his best numbers, glad I bought it. Now that I know it's one of his best numbers, let's hear it.
Of the rose, where the sun.
What are they talking about? That was one of his best ballads. That was one of his crappiest ballads. It was crappy like all his other ballads. It was one of his finest ballads. You know what, though? Too late. I already bought it. No return, sucker! But his next record that he's going to put out will absolutely, I've heard, be his finest ballads. Among his finest ballads. The finest ballad. I got to get that one. If it's going to be his finest ballad, I have to buy it. Ooh. Hey, that's noisy. What's going on there? She's not usually not so noisy when I wind it. I got a couple more records I got to play. Quick. This one's called Give Me the Moonlight. Give Me the Girl. And Leave the Rest to Me. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Oh, that was another one of those Emerson records, really quietly recorded. I mean, that's why, you know, they were so cheap, because, you know, they saved money on the materials, the process. Okay. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. You can find me on the Instagram under Phonograph DJ Mac, where I share all sorts of phonograph-related stuff. So Phonograph DJ Mac on the Instagram. And on the Facebook, I have a group called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts. There are beginners, there are experts, and there's all sorts of folks in between showing their machines, playing records, sort of like a never-ending version of my radio show, with posts and likes and all sorts of stuff. So that's that. I'm gone until next week. Again, folks, really hope you can make it to the Antique Phonograph Music Program 20-year celebration. I really sort of can't believe it in a certain way that it's gotten to this point. But it has. Here I am. And 20 years of cranking up discs and cylinders on the air. All right. The springs are still working. My arm's still attached. So we'll keep on going. If you remember, if you can't make it next week, it will be broadcast the video from 8 to 10 at WFMU.org. So until next time, nighty-night, everybody. I'm leaving you with a record by Miss Sally Strembler. It's a laughing song from 1903 on the Victor label. Till next time, nighty-night, everybody.
One night while I was in Paris gay, to the Moulin Rouge I made my way, to the place where they play my name today, with the bright lights overhead. As into the ballroom I passed through, I met a grisette and a beauty too. The dear little girl from England knew, or at least that's what she said. And when I asked what Mandel could say, she answered me in a roguish way. Oh, la, 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 la. A little late to Mandel. Oh, la, 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 la. It really spoils the wild. I thought that she was exactly right, so we started out for a gay old night. And what could I see but a lack of sight? There's a friend from Boston town. At home he was known in a public way as a light in the great YMCA. He was waltzing around in a reckless way with a maiden all renown. And when my old friend caught sight of me, he blessed my friend, and then said he, oh, la, 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 a little man said just now and then, oh, la, 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 la.
This is WFMU East Orange and WMFU Mount Hope and online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank you.
and talk and tell me how. If you try, I'll understand. Trust in me and you will make me. Oh, you have the power. For in the final hour, I can't live without you. Oh, 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 oh.
As a child, I was a kind of a sky worshiper. This was the Midwest, and the sky was so vast, it was most of the world. I knew I had come from there, and that someday I would go back. What are days for? To wake us up. To put between the endless night.